The Department of Health and Human Services has canceled consideration of one sex education program aimed at parents. A set of videos and a discussion curriculum developed with the help of the Centers for Disease Control will not get federal support. NPR's Joanne Silberner reports.
Jean Blake has been making public health documentaries for more than a decade. In the early 1990s, she was working on a documentary about five teens infected by HIV. She was haunted by an observation several of them made. Only as they faced death from AIDS were they able to have frank discussions with their parents about sex.
They wished that they'd been able to talk that openly earlier in their lives. They might have made different choices, and they didn't say it in a blaming way. But it made me think about all the families that struggle, all the parents that struggle to talk with their children about such difficult subjects.
So she started work on two videos called Raising Healthy Kids. One aimed at parents of young children, the other at parents of adolescents.
The videos are really designed to be a catalyst for discussion among families and among groups of parents so that they can develop the skills and get the information and develop a level of comfort when talking with their children about a range of issues around sexuality.
Research shows that teenagers whose parents have talked to them about sex are less likely to have an unintended pregnancy or catch a sexually transmitted disease. Blake wanted to make parents a credible source of information so children would seek out their parents when they have questions.
That's when parents have a chance to share their values, whatever they may be, with their children.
In one of the videos, children and young adults talk directly to the camera about their feelings about their parents and sex education.
I think parents have a hard time talking to the kids about sex just because they don't want to let go. That's their little baby that they watch grow up.
In another section, a pediatrician is interviewed.
When parents speak to their children about sexuality, it's important that they go beyond the mechanics, that they talk about relationships, that they talk about intimacy, and they talk about that kind of closeness.
The pediatrician also discusses something called self-touch. He says many children do it, and parents shouldn't be alarmed. In a discussion group, some parents support abstinence. Others want their children to have access to birth control. A Baptist minister who supports teaching abstinence tells the group that parents need to speak plainly and accurately to their children.
I mean, an arm is an arm, a hand is a hand, and suddenly a vagina becomes a pocketbook, and penises become whistles, and, you know, I mean, and we TT and all of this kind of weird stuff.
Blake has spent years on the project. She raised the money to make the videos, and she got advice from education experts at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. But by the time the CDC forwarded the program to the Department of Health and Human Services for final approval, there was a new administration in Washington. At HHS, one early reviewer sent a memo critical of the program to the CDC. He wrote, referring to HHS Secretary Tommy Thompson, "You should know that the secretary is a devout Roman Catholic. Do you think he'll buy off on the nature and scope of the content? As you know, I am an ordained Roman Catholic clergyman. I seriously doubt he will buy off on it." But Bill Pierce, a spokesman for HHS, says it was not religion that cut off consideration of federal support for the project.
And I think what made folks a little bit uncomfortable and raised questions about should the government use taxpayers' dollars to fund this was some of the very graphic nature of the language used by very, very young children. And that was really the question, a central point.
The graphic language comes from several preschoolers who proudly use the correct names for male and female genitals. Another HHS official says programs for parents, quote, must respect what parents would want in terms of information and not provide material that would be considered denigrating towards religious beliefs. Ray Hammond is the Baptist minister who appears on the videos. He's shown the videos to parents' groups at his church.
I don't know how they could have been more respectful of the positions and the range of views that parents have.
Though the federal government is not supporting the videos, Jean Blake is selling them on her own. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.